This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Thanks to the holidays, you may have a new and exciting gadget in your life. And let's be honest, you might not even know exactly what to do with it at this point. How we use all the technology coming at us, whether it's virtual reality, virtual assistants, or our ever-present smartphones, is changing constantly. That's why we got our senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, on the line to give us a sense of where we're headed in the new year. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Lizzie.
All right, I need you to look into your crystal ball for me. In 2017, what are the top three tech things that are going to be important for us to think about?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I feel like the list is different depending on whether you're a consumer or, you know, whether you're talking about the tech industry at large. At large, I think the tech industry, and this will trickle down to consumers, is going to be talking, obviously, about security and encryption. I think we're really going to be talking a lot about voice command as a way to interact with our devices. And of course, this sort of the idea of intelligent things, things that really understand what you want to have happen in your life, that give you contextual information based on when your meetings are or what the weather is like outside. So moving past kind of the simple Internet of Things and talking about using artificial intelligence to make life better. Those aren't things that are going to be immediately apparent in Best Buy. But they're going to be huge kind of technology initiatives that you'll hear a lot about if you cover the industry.
Well, you mentioned security. Obviously, that has dominated a lot of the kind of examination of the 2016 political landscape. Mm-hmm. But if you are a regular old person, you're probably thinking about this now, too. What should you be thinking about in your daily life?
2017 needs to be the year that you stop using the same password on every website, that you get a password manager that can create and store really strong passwords for you that are different on every website. You may even want to download something like the Signal app or an app that does
that
encrypted
now.
Communication. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot more people are using it because we're now aware of the simple reality that anything that you put in an email, anything you put in a text, in addition to anything you put on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, can become public information in the blink of an eye.
You also mentioned voice commands and this sort of smart things. Who's doing cool voice command stuff right now? And how does that work into our daily lives?
Yeah, so I think that voice as an input is a huge trend for 2017, and it's really interesting. And some of the people doing the smartest work on it are actually at Amazon.
Huh.
They have done phenomenal work with the Echo, as I think, you know, a lot of people now know. It was sort of this surprise hit device that came out of nowhere and really let people know how interesting and easy and fun it is to interact with things using your voice. I think that's going to become a lot more common, and it will be less and less unusual for people to just walk down the street talking to their phones.
Oh, great.
I do it. I confess.
When we think about machine learning and a sort of an intelligent home, I have to admit there's part of this that kind of creeps me out a little bit. Like, do I want my toaster learning exactly how I want a bagel toasted?
Mm-hmm.
The degree to which these things can learn about you, I don't know. Do I want that?
That will be a really big question as this stuff starts to permeate our lives. People even have those questions about voice input and the Amazon Echo and whether it's always listening. You know, what we have seen is a trend toward anticipatory technology. It can anticipate your needs based on what it knows about you, but you have to let it know about you. And that is a concern, and it can feel like it is at odds with saying, hey, you need to lock down all your passwords and lock down your digital information, but turn it all over to Google or Amazon because the data will be useful. But I think that every consumer should know what they're getting into and make that personal decision themselves.
Marketplace's senior tech correspondent, Molly Wood, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Lizzie.